The number of visits to Wisconsin by the presidential candidates is dizzying. Kamala Harris was back in the state last night, and Donald Trump was in Wisconsin multiple times in the past week, with plans for another visit Sunday. Here and Now reporter Stephen Potter ran to keep up.
Hello, Wisconsin. It's great to be back in this beautiful state.
With three campaign stops in 4 days, Wisconsin has seen a lot of Donald Trump this week. On Saturday, the Republican presidential candidate was in Prairie du Chien, explaining his latest plan to address immigration.
We will seal the border. We will stop the invasion immediately. We will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country.
Then he was back in the state on Tuesday for two stops, one in the village of Wanakee in Dane County, the other in the city of Milwaukee. At these events, he laid out plans to address economic issues, including reducing taxes for American manufacturing companies from 21 to 15%, and bringing down the cost of energy.
My plan will cut energy prices in half.
Another notable part of Trump's visits this week was their location. Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson encouraged Trump to visit the Madison and Milwaukee areas very intentionally.
But Dane County has the third most Republican votes in the state of Wisconsin. And all we have to do is increase them. And that's up to us, ladies and gentlemen, to carry Dane County up to 30%. Not 26%, but 30%.
The importance that Wisconsin voters will have on this presidential race resonated.
If we win Wisconsin, we win.
Not to be outdone by Trump's visits to the Lion's Den of Democrats, Vice President Kamala Harris took her presidential campaign to the city of Ripon on Thursday.
So we are gathered here today in Ripon, not far, as the Congresswoman mentioned, from a small building where the Republican Party was born in 1854.
If elected, Harris says she would address international conflicts like the war in Ukraine.
Democracy and freedom are not only at stake here at home. They are also at stake around the world. As President of the United States, I will strengthen, not abdicate, America's global leadership.
And it was here that Harris was joined by former Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney, daughter of former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney. Both Cheney and her father have endorsed Harris.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat. But this year, I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Whether this tactic of appealing to their outnumbered supporters in the Republican and Democratic strongholds of Wisconsin will work for either candidate, for now, is an untested strategy. Reporting from Wanakee, for Here and Now, I'm Stephen Potter.